Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Cat Allen Technologies, a company that provides businesses with access to top talent and expert insights through an on-demand marketplace for freelance consultants. Cat Allen has emerged as a key player in the gig economy, helping organizations address their evolving needs with flexible, specialized talent. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the business services and consulting industry. Let's get started.
Cat Allen operates in a dynamic and growing sector of the gig economy, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and the bandwagon effect influence their strategic decisions, particularly when attracting clients and expanding their platform?
Overconfidence bias can significantly impact Cat Allen's strategic decisions, particularly in how they market their platform and attract new clients. Cat Allen, like many growing companies, might overestimate the ease with which businesses will transition to using freelance consultants for critical projects. This overconfidence can lead to aggressive growth strategies, expanding their platform faster than market demand can sustain. The bandwagon effect also plays a role. Many businesses may adopt Cat Allen's services because it's perceived as innovative and forward-thinking without fully understanding the long-term value or risks of relying on an external, flexible workforce. While these biases help Cat Allen position itself as a leader in the gig economy, they may also lead to overexpansion or over-reliance on trends that might not be sustainable in the long run.
That's an interesting point. The gig economy is growing rapidly, and companies like Cat Allen are riding that wave. But there's a delicate balance between capturing market share and managing long-term risks.
Absolutely. Cat Allen's success hinges on striking that balance. They need to ensure that their growth is backed by sustainable demand and that they continue to provide high-quality service to both freelancers and businesses. Overconfidence could push them to expand too quickly, while the bandwagon effect might create a temporary boost that could fade if competitors enter the market or if client expectations shift toward more stable employment models.
Let's turn our attention to Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Day at Cat Allen. As a company that connects businesses with diverse freelance talent from around the world, how does DEI intersect with their business model, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is integral to Cat Allen's value proposition. Their platform thrives on connecting businesses with a wide array of freelance talent. And by prioritizing DEI, Cat Allen ensures that they are not only providing diverse talent, but also fostering an inclusive environment for both consultants and clients. From a behavioral finance perspective, Cat Allen's emphasis on DEI can help mitigate biases like homophily, the tendency of people to prefer working with those who are similar to themselves. By promoting diversity, Cat Allen can open businesses to a broader range of talent and perspectives, which is especially valuable in consulting, where fresh, innovative ideas are critical. DEI also signals to investors that Cat Allen is a forward-thinking, socially responsible company, which is increasingly important in today's market.
Investors are definitely paying more attention to companies that prioritize DEI, and in Cat Allen's case, it also enhances the range and depth of expertise they can offer clients.
Exactly. By embedding DEI into their platform, Cat Allen not only broadens the talent pool but also positions itself as a leader in inclusive business practices. This focus helps attract businesses that are themselves committed to diversity and inclusion, further strengthening Cat Allen's position in the market. Moreover, a diverse pool of freelancers can lead to more innovative solutions, which is critical in the consulting space, where clients are looking for unique insights and problem-solving approaches.
Now, let's talk about market adaptation. Cat Allen operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving gig economy. How does the company adapt to these changing market dynamics, and how does behavioral finance influence their approach?
Cat Allen's ability to adapt to the fast-paced gig economy is crucial for their continued growth. From a behavioral finance perspective, they must navigate the optimism bias that often comes with expansion in a fast-growing market. Optimism bias might lead them to overestimate the rate at which businesses will embrace freelance consulting, potentially causing them to invest in infrastructure and marketing ahead of demand. However, Cat Allen's leadership appears to be mindful of these risks, balancing innovation and platform expansion with maintaining their high-quality consultant pool. Cat Allen must also adapt to the increasing demand for specialized services, personalizing their offerings to meet the unique needs of various industries, from technology to healthcare. This adaptability, when paired with a keen understanding of market shifts, helps them stay competitive and maintain their strong position in the gig economy.
Adaptability is definitely key, especially as more companies turn to freelance talent to address their evolving needs. Cat Allen's challenge will be balancing their platform's scalability with the quality of service they offer.
Exactly. Cat Allen must maintain the high standards that attracted businesses to their platform while adapting to market demands and avoiding overextension. This balance is crucial as they compete with both established consulting firms and newer gig economy platforms. The need for flexibility and innovation will continue to drive their strategy as businesses increasingly seek agile solutions.
Let's compare Cat Allen to other companies in the gig economy, such as Upwork, Fiverr, and Toptal. How do Cat Allen's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Cat Allen's dynamics are distinct from other gig economy platforms like Upwork, Fiverr, and Toptal, primarily due to their focus on specialized, high-level consulting services rather than broader freelance work. While Upwork and Fiverr cater to a wider range of freelance opportunities, including entry-level and creative gigs, Cat Allen targets experienced professionals and top-tier consultants. This positions them differently in the market and influences investor perception. Investors looking at Upwork and Fiverr may prioritize scalability and breadth, while those interested in Cat Allen might focus on the depth and specialization of their talent pool. Cat Allen's focus on long-term strategic consulting differentiates them from platforms like Fiverr, where short-term transactional gigs dominate. Toptal, on the other hand, is a closer competitor, but Cat Allen's behavioral finance dynamics emphasize building lasting relationships with clients and consultants, ensuring trust and repeat business, while Toptal focuses more on elite technical talent for shorter-term projects.
So, compared to their competitors, Cat Allen's strength lies in their ability to provide high-quality, specialized services, which appeals to businesses seeking long-term solutions rather than one-off projects.
Exactly. Cat Allen's specialization in connecting businesses with expert consultants helps them carve out a unique position in the gig economy. While other platforms focus on the volume of transactions, Cat Allen emphasizes the quality of connections, which can lead to deeper client relationships and greater business impact over time.
In summary, Cat Allen's approach to business is influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their expansion strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. As they navigate the gig economy, they must balance innovation with maintaining the quality and depth of their service offerings.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Cat Allen's value and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.